are over 500,000 single-parent families in the Czech Republic, due both to a high divorce rate and many children being born out of wedlock. Almost half of these families live on the poverty threshold or under it, literally living from hand to mouth from one paycheck to the next. What adds to the problem is the fact that a high number of people simply refuse to pay alimony, leaving the single parent to struggle on their own for years. Now an NGO has come to their rescue. The Association in Aid of Single Parents was established in 2011, providing various forms of assistance. Now it is offered to deal with single parents' alimony problems free of charge. The association's vice chairman, Filip Sikora, explains just how widespread the problem is.
This problem affects approximately 200,000 kids. Okay, in all around Czech Republic, because the total debt is 13 billion Czech crowns, which is equivalent of 500 million euros. So the problem is really huge.
And I understand that a vast number of these single parents, usually single mothers, don't actually take the case to court. Why is that?
Exactly, that's true. There are a lot of reasons. For example, they are afraid of necessary initial expenses they cannot afford. They still have feelings for their ex-partners. It's quite usual, you know. The third reason, maybe it's they don't want to make any troubles to their ex-partners, or they are also afraid of their ex-partners' potential revenge on their children.
Half of the single parents whose partners refuse to pay alimony for one reason or another simply tolerate it. Although failure to pay alimony is the second most frequent transgression handled by Czech courts, only around 12,000 cases get to court a year. Filip Sikora says that parents often fear the financial burden this might involve and the administrative proceedings linked to a court case.
One-third of children or of the families from, as I told you before, 200,000, which affects the problem. So over one-third of them are under the poverty line. So the problem is really huge, and most it's the problem is financial. So the amount of debt, the average amount of debt is around 80,000 Czech crowns per capita, you know, which is equivalent of 3,000 euros. So the problem is really financial. Sometimes they don't even have place to live. So we are also helping to find them some place to live, you know. I mean, like some apartments for a lower rent or something like that.
Although there are many NGOs ready to advise single parents on their legal rights and help them tackle their problem, the service now provided by the Association in Aid of Single Parents is revolutionary in that single parents do not have to shoulder any of the expenses. The legal costs are either covered by the parent who refuses to pay or by the association itself. Filip Sikora says this should give thousands of single parents the courage to finally address their problem.
The most important thing now the parents have that they don't need to pay anything for the lawyers and executor's office. It's completely free for them, even if the alimony enforcement wouldn't be successful. So this is the key groundbreaking difference regarding the past, because earlier parents always had to calculate with initial expenses around 10, 15,000 Czech crowns, which always affected the single-parent family's budget very badly.
Although inability to enforce alimony payments is a widespread problem in this country, this and past governments have so far failed to find a satisfactory solution. 2 years ago, Parliament enforced a law according to which people who refuse to pay alimony can be punished by having their driver's license taken away on a court order. Although the decision was considered highly controversial at the time, Filip Sikora says it has produced results.
Actually, the possibility of taking debtor's license, it really helped. You know, in past 2 years, the debt lowered from 16 billion Czech crowns to 30. So the taking of driving license helped. Now there is a government proposal for paying the alimony by the state, and afterwards the state will enforce the debt from the debtors. You know, but as I said, it's only a proposal.
So would you be in favor of this being pushed through?
Actually, it's hard to answer. This is not the solution of the problem, you know. It's not proactive, it's reactive. So on the one side, it can solve the financial problem, but it doesn't solve the problem at all. If the alimony will be paid by the state, it doesn't mean that debtors will pay it afterwards.
The average monthly alimony payment per child is 2,000 to 3,000 crowns. The reason why so many parents refuse to pay on a regular basis is unclear. Most of those who fail to do so claim they can't afford it because they're out of work or have commitments to their new family. Philip Sikora from the Association in Aid of Single Parents says he thinks it is because it is so easy to get away with it.
The legislative is not good, you know, in protecting the single families or the mothers or fathers and their children. I think the major reason is the legislative problem. 90% of debtors are men and 10% are women. So I think it's not worth it to pay for it because the punishment for them, I mean, legal punishment, is not such high as it should be. And even if they go to the jail, I mean the debtors, they go to the jail, then they don't have to pay the debt afterwards, you know, after they came out. So that's the problem.
Although tougher punishment for non-payers is not being considered at the present time, the service provided by the Association in Aid of Single Parents should make a huge difference for those concerned. I asked Philip Sikora about the feedback to it that they'd received from the government and from single parents.
We started three weeks ago, so we have no feedback from government yet, but mostly the parents accepted in a very good way. As I said, over 100 parents, you know, contact us every single day and in this time. So we help, we started to help over 1,000 families. And the important thing is it's really easy for them, you know, because the only thing mother and father has to do is to visit our website, vaševýživné.cz, and leave us her or his contact information, and we take care of the rest. So it's literally three mouse clicks, and then we start helping them.